Chapter 1.
Lizzie, I think you should sit down.
Sarah, my girlfriend, wife, why can I never remember that? Motioned to a chair on the opposite side of the room. I did as she instructed. Sarah, along with her mom, Rose, and Maddie, my brother's former fiancé, who had ditched him at the altar, sat across from me, staring at me with blank faces. Too blank. They were really trying not to scare the shit out of me. It wasn't working. I started to squirm in my chair like a child sitting in front of the school principal. What's going on? To say I felt uncomfortable would be an understatement.
We wanted to have a chat with you, explained Sarah with forced nonchalance.
A chat? Oh. I didn't finish my thought. I feared one of them was sick.
Rose? Cancer?
I flashed a concerned smile at Sarah's mom.
No, dear, this isn't about me, but thanks for assuming that since I'm the oldest.
Rose's narrowed eyes suggested she was still pissed at me for something I had done a few years back. Even though Sarah had forgiven me, Rose clearly hadn't, and I wasn't sure she ever would, not completely. Sarah, an only child, was Rose's sole purpose in life. I looked away.
So, what is this, an intervention?
I thought my behavior had been on the up and up, lately. That hadn't been the case when Maddie first entered our lives a few years ago. The year of my brother's engagement wasn't a stellar year for me. Sarah called it my lost stage. I didn't know what I wanted, and I made some stupid mistakes, including trying to seduce Maddie. Sarah left me, rightfully so, and I had to pull my shit together fast. Until Sarah left me, I didn't realize I was madly in love with her. I knew I loved her, but I couldn't see how much, let alone comprehend what life would be like without her. Since winning her back, not a day went by that I didn't thank my lucky stars. Her mother, however, still seized every opportunity to remind me how fortunate I was to receive her daughter's forgiveness. I took Rose's abuse. If I were Sarah's mom, I would have wanted to kill me as well.
I wouldn't say an intervention.
Sarah turned to Maddie for help. When I had hit on Maddie, she put me in my place as soon as I made a pass, slapping me across the face, hard. But I knew that she also felt sorry for me. Maddie knew better than most what it was like growing up in the Petrie family. Eventually, Maddie had helped me realize why I pushed Sarah away. Since then, all of us had moved past the unfortunate incident and mended our relationship. Thankfully, Rose never held anything against Maddie. I was the only one she glared at menacingly. Sometimes, when only I could hear her, she imitated a car sound, reminding me of her threat that if I ever hurt her daughter again, she would run me over with her Cadillac. She made that threat a few years ago. I believed it then, and I still believed it now. Sarah didn't entirely believe me when I said her mother wanted to mow me down, and sometimes I wasn't sure if I'd actually heard Rose revving a car engine or whether my guilty conscience caused me to imagine it whenever Rose was around. It was difficult to link Rose, always dressed immaculately, always so put together, with homicidal tendencies.
Let's just say it's an informal get-together, suggested Maddie, her storm blue eyes twinkling mischievously.
Yeah. Informal.
Sarah didn't sound so sure. Rose gave me a wink, implying I was in for it now. At least someone was enjoying this. I felt clammy and wondered if my forehead was breaking out in a sweat.
I envisioned sitting in a police station, being interrogated by a team of detectives, a light bulb dangling over my head, swinging precariously for added effect. Okay, what kind of information involves the three of you sitting across the room staring at me like I'm in trouble?
You aren't in trouble, explained Sarah.
Not yet, at least, said Maddie with a sardonic smile. Will someone just tell me what's going on? I was close to my breaking point, which was never a good thing. I could be an ass when I felt threatened, and I didn't want to take it to that level.
Lizzie, Sarah started, then faltered.
Maddie gave her an encouraging smile.
Lizzie, I wanted, with the help of Maddie and my mom, to tell you something. Something that I've been wanting for a while.
Wanted? What did she want? She had already convinced me to marry her 2 years ago, and to buy a house together, the two issues that first sent me into the tailspin I explained earlier.
I want to have a baby.
The room grew silent. The type of silence that fell when a judge walked into a courtroom to pronounce a death sentence. I opened my mouth, but I couldn't speak. I was fairly certain I had stopped breathing. There I sat, frozen in confusion, words unable to penetrate my feeble mind.
A baby? What is a baby? Think, Lizzie. You can figure this out. Think. You know what a baby is. For Christ's sake, you have a PhD. Admittedly, in history rather than biology, but still. Baby. Small, right? Cries a lot? Baby.
Should we get her some water or something? Asked Maddie, obviously concerned, though she'd never stopped grinning.
Is she having a stroke? Pondered Rose.
The corners of her mouth quivered oddly, making me wonder if she was trying not to smile.
Lizzie? Lizzie?
Sarah rushed over and kneeled down before me.
Sweetheart, it's okay. Are you okay?
She patted my knee.
Are you fucking insane?
I spluttered.
Whew, I thought we'd lost you for a moment, declared Maddie,
obviously completely satisfied with my response.
A baby? What would I do with a baby?
I jumped out of my seat and began to pace.
A baby?
Sarah laughed and returned to her seat. She crossed her legs. One flip-flop swayed, about to fall from her foot.
Love it, of course. Oh, of course. Love a baby. Like it was that easy.
I know this is a big shock for you. That's why we decided to break the news to you together. I stopped mid-stride and glanced at Sarah. My head spun. I slumped back down in my chair.
I think this is going pretty well, considering, Maddie told Rose.
Rose nodded.
For Lizzie, she's handling it much better than I thought she would.
I'm still in the room. I can hear you, I said, snarkily. All three of them sat there grinning, watching me like I was a 3-year-old throwing a tantrum.
Maddie turned to Rose. Pay up.
Not yet. This isn't over.
Mom, what did you bet?
Sarah flashed Rose an accusatory stare and crossed her arms, but I could tell there was no real threat. Sarah enjoyed her mother's feistiness. And why not? She was never the brunt of Rose's spiteful comments or stunts.
I bet her that Lizzie would faint.
Rose, not at all ruffled by her daughter's demeanor, glanced in my direction. From the looks of her, she still might. She doesn't have any color in her face. I gritted my teeth and forced out an angry puff of air from my mouth.
And how do you suppose we acquire this baby?
I asked Sarah.
Acquire? Lizzie, we're talking about a baby, a living thing. You don't acquire one like a sack of potatoes.
Sarah laughed nervously. There was much more to this, and I totally feared what was to come.
Are you suggesting what I think you're suggesting?
By Jove, I think she's coming around, crowed Maddie.
For the love of God, Sarah, I'm not getting pregnant.
You?
Sarah screamed before breaking into hysterical laughter. Maddie's jaw hit the floor before she immediately joined in the hilarity. Even Rose cackled some.
Oh, Lizzie, I do love you, but you are hopelessly and completely clueless.
Sarah wiped away some tears.
I would never ask you to do such a thing.
So, you want to adopt then?
I pushed. I might be able to live with that.
No, you're missing the obvious.
Maddie eyeballed me as though her stare might force the right idea directly into my stubborn pea brain.
Surrogate?
I whispered, as if it were a dirty word or a despicable concept.
No, silly.
Sarah sashayed over to me and sat on my lap.
I want to get pregnant.
Oh.
I stared, stone-faced. How?
Really, Lizzie? You can't be this stupid.
Don't underestimate her, said Rose. I wanted to tell Rose off, but she was right. I was clueless about Sarah's plan.
Okay, how can I say this? I want to get pregnant using a sperm donor and one of your eggs.
I stood up abruptly, grabbing Sarah before she toppled off my lap entirely and setting her upright.
My egg? You want to suck some of my eggs out of me? Why would you want my egg?
I paced the room again.
Because I want to have your child.
Sarah said it like it was the most natural thing in the world.
But you said it yourself. I'm an idiot, completely clueless. Why would you want to perpetuate my genes? You've met my family. Hateful people. Despicable.
I stopped pacing and set my legs firmly apart.
No, we cannot do this to a baby. No one deserves that, not even a baby.
I started pacing again, afraid that if I stood still, they'd corner me.
Not even a baby?
You're funny.
Maddie turned to Rose.
Pay up. She's not going to faint now. She's far too worked up.
Rose sighed and reached for her purse where it lay on the coffee table. Sarah stepped into my path. Both hands on the sides of my face, forcing me to stop and stare into her eyes, she whispered,
I love you. I want to have your baby.
Speechless, I stood there, staring into her shining chocolate eyes.
This is so exciting, Maddie clapped. I am going to be an aunt.
She reached over and threw her arms around us both. Rose stayed seated, smiling.
And I'm going to be a grandmother.
Sarah grabbed one of my hands and placed it on her stomach.
Just think, we're going to be parents, Lizzie.
I staggered backward. Before the room went dark, I heard Rose say,
Pay up, Maddie.
I wasn't positive, but I thought she followed it up with,
Timber.